No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we have the long-awaited Cousin Stiz interview coming all the way from fucking Dorchester. What's going on, bro?
What's poppin', man?
Hey, happy we're just happy here. To have you out here, man.
Happy to be in this motherfucking dog.
First New England rap artist that we've ever interviewed, and in a lot of people's opinions, probably the most relevant New England rap artist in a long-ass time.
You feel like thank you, bro.
You got the city on your back right now, or what?
So they say.
Well, are you uncomfortable with the amount of that they're putting on your shoulders right now, or what?
Nah, I just don't like thinking about shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what I'm in it for.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about where you're coming from. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Dorchester, man. I grew up in Boston, right in the middle of the hood in Dorchester. Mm-hmm. I like real Boston. You feel me? Not the shit that you see in all these movies and shit like that. But
well, what do you like when you think about Boston related movies? What do you think about? A bunch of fucking Italian white guys who hate black people.
Well, nah, yeah, that too. I mean, but that's Boston too, bro. That's like right, Southie and all that shit over there. You feel me? But I'm from the black side, I guess, the ethnic side. You
right.
feel me? So like, it's a little bit different. You don't see that in the movies at all. You see all the buildings and shit. But if you go a little further back,
right,
you catch us.
So what kind of parents were you brought up by? Like, what was your upbringing like?
The best parents. I had a great mother and a great father. My father was a hard worker. And my mom, you know, she supported me.
Right. What did your dad do?
He was a construction worker.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he was bringing home the bacon. But what kind of dad was he? Was he real strict or what?
He was a dad. Like, I mean, my parents weren't strict with me because I was a boy and I was gonna do what I wanted to do.
Wait, so you come from a bunch of different brothers and sisters or what?
I was the first boy.
Okay.
Yeah. I got two little sisters.
So they were thankful as fuck to have you?
I guess. You feel me? I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm the only boy and shit.
The first one's always exciting, right?
Yeah. They like spoiled the fuck out of me, and then I had like two more after me, so it got different.
Right. But then that's what's fucked up is that they take it easy on the kids after you because they realize
bro.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, nah, that's facts.
Right.
Yeah, that's facts.
But they have every right to be worried about the girls, though.
Yeah.
So they should probably treat them differently anyway. They should be more strict.
Especially in this crazy ass world we growing up in. Right
exactly.
Now,
you know what I mean? So the neighborhood that you grew up in, were you seeing a lot of crazy shit from a young age or?
Well, always. But that's every hood, though. You
right.
feel me? There's a hood everywhere. I'm sure there's a hood in Idaho. You feel me? Like, there's a hood everywhere. So, like, you experience that shit at an early age. You feel me? And you adapt to it. That's all I really did is just adapt to what was going on around me. You feel me?
Right. How old are you now?
24.
Okay. So, what kind of kid were you in, like, elementary school and all this shit?
I don't know. I think I was a good kid. You feel me? I think I was a really good child growing up. No bullshit. Like, I stayed on my P's and Q's with the grades and shit, but they're like, I hit public school around like eighth grade, and then that, my mom says that fucked me up. You feel me?
Public school, being around all these crazy ass kids.
Yo, that shit turned me out, but it was cool though. Like, I learned a lot, and then I went to like, it got crazy. Like, my life just started turning around. You feel me? I started doing shit.
Yeah.
Getting myself in a little trouble and shit like that. So my mom, like, gave me a little alter.
I think you gotta make sure that thing.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. All right, we back.
Yeah, just make sure this stays in. Sorry.
All
right, so you went to public school.
Wait, so you were at a private school or like a Catholic school or something before?
Nah, I just went to a school in the burbs. They got this shit like Metco program where they ship like kids in the city out into the burbs and shit like that to like give them like a better start.
You so you were chosen at random or were you like a menace to
nah,
the fucking...
I was on the fucking... I was on the... My mom says I was on the wait list since I was in like second grade and shit.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to get in when it was like ninth grade. Yeah, she gave me ultimatum of like military school or that. You feel
and
me?
You were probably so terrified of military school, right?
Yeah, that was a no-brainer. I mean, I don't do well with niggas telling me what to do.
Right.
Like, so...
My mom used to always threaten me with that shit too.
Yeah, so
when I send you to military school, I felt like I would rather die.
That's insane. Nah, it was crazy. I wasn't fucking with that though.
So you start getting in trouble. What kind of pursuits you go through?
Like I was being the boy. I was being the boy growing up, bro. Like that's it.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was just being the boy growing up.
Right.
Nothing crazy. You feel me? I wasn't out here doing nothing any other boy wasn't doing growing up. You feel me?
Right. Your music sounds like you were probably doing some stuff that other kids weren't doing though.
Here and there, bro. Like I got into like. You know, like in high school and shit is when my eyes got open to everything, you feel me? Because I'm going to a school in the burbs. I'm in the hood all day. And then when I'm in the hood all day and then I go to school, nigga, and from like when I'm in school to outside of that, it's beautiful, you feel me?
Right.
And then I go back to the hood.
Right.
And that's an everyday thing. So I learned, I saw so much, bro. And I learned about like selling all that shit out there.
So you spotted the opportunity? Oh, I got all these dumbass white kids that'll buy drugs off me?
Nah, they taught me the game.
Oh, they taught you the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I had some white homies that put me on with a lot of shit, you feel me? Uh-huh. And they was getting niggas get money, you feel me?
I guess that makes sense.
Wait, these guys right here?
nah, not them. I met them later on in my life.
Okay. No, but that does make sense because a lot of times the kids who are kids in the hood a lot of times won't really be doing drugs or partying that much when they're younger because they're scared because they see crackheads and shit. But it's the kids whose parents make crazy amounts of money, and
bro,
those are the
kids
ones.
Was wilding.
Right.
These niggas was wilding the fuck out, bro.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot, yo, and it was ill. It was like I had the time of my life in high school, no bullshit, and then. I left high school. I tried to, like, figure my shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That didn't really work, so.
Well, define figuring yourself out. What kind of things did you try out?
Nothing really. Like, I tried the same shit. Like, I tried the same shit. I thought I could get a job. That didn't work. You feel me?
You never even got a job?
I mean, I had, a little summer job helping out the community and shit.
Right.
You feel me?
But was it because you had a hard time paying attention and taking orders, or was it the fact that it's just hard to get a job in the city? It's just too many people and just
tough. I mean, I think it's a combination of both. I knew I could never work for somebody. Like, I can't have somebody telling me what to do.
Right.
You feel me? And I just always been that way. Yeah. I've always had to do my own thing. I've always had to tell myself to do something. You feel me? So that shit would never work out, but I got this little job in the community that was like for niggas like me, you feel me? So it was dope, you feel me? And they got me into like really writing and shit, you know what I'm saying?
So that was like a Big Brother program or something?
I guess kind of like that, you feel me? Because like I had mentors in that motherfucker, yeah. So they was like keeping us out of trouble and like we was doing shit for the community, you know what I'm saying?
Were you able to like actually listen to like the mentors in those situations though? Because I feel like for a lot of kids it's really hard for them to like take a 30 or a 40 year old.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I've always been one of those motherfuckers who saw things differently, I think, in my eyes, you feel me? Like I always like understood. I just understood what the fuck was going on, you feel me? So like whenever anybody gave me any type of game in life, I'm listening. You
right.
feel me? Because I can learn something from anybody.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I've always been. So I always soak the most game up, you feel me, from all the motherfuckers. And I take like what I do with everything in life, I take what I get and run with it.
Right. So who exposed you to the music stuff? Were you doing that in high school or was that afterwards?
No, that wasn't in high school. I did that shit afterwards.
Okay.
Like, that wasn't like, I remember like one time I wrote, my first rap was over like a No Ceilings instrumental on Lil Wayne shit.
Okay.
Because I happened to miss the school bus. So I guess if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even be rapping. But
really?
Like, yeah.
Just one day that you just happened to
miss? Yeah,
make
I missed
song?
The school bus. Yo, and that's a long ride. You feel me? That was a long ride.
I miss the school bus all the time.
You feel me? I mean, I guess I was just listening to that motherfucking No Ceilings shit, and that shit was hitting.
Right. So Lil Wayne was an early influence. Who else were you listening to as a young kid?
As a young kid?
Yeah.
Or as a high school kid?
Both. Well, let's go all the way back. Who the earliest influences? The Golds are going in. This is getting serious.
Motherfucking, my dad put me on with everything. You feel me?
So he was a rap fan?
Yeah, he was an everything fan. He was, but he was definitely a rap fan. He was definitely like that shit. Like, so when I was growing up, I was listening to like a lot of Tribe.
Okay.
Like a lot of
really?
Like,
okay.
Yeah, like a lot of shit that niggas wouldn't like normally think I listen to.
You have like
you
an older reference base because you listen to it from a young age.
So
huh?
My dad was on like that type of wave and shit and like that clicked with me. Then there was like Jill Scott from my mom's and there was like a lot of Kanye going on like during that era. 50 Cent, definitely. Yeah. All through the crib. Who else? A lot of Andre 3 Stacks was going on in my house. But like that good vibe, like that good feeling, like good hooks.
Because
like,
your parents don't want to listen to like angry ass scary music. They want to listen to stuff that's a little bit more refined and well put together.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Especially for like around their kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
sure,
my dad used to listen to ratchet music and my mom's like yell at him and shit like that. So
I always think about that. You're going to just play 21 Savage around your kids?
100%.
Probably, yeah.
Raise them right.
Did you go to shows with your parents or did you start going to shows by yourself at
all? Nah, I didn't go to shows with my parents. The first show I went to was this like free Wiz Khalifa concert that he did in like City Hall randomly. It was just a free show and like 10,000 kids came out.
Right.
It was nutty, bro. And it was like, that was like the first influence of like, yo, this rap shit is crazy.
Right. Because Boston's a weird place when it comes to rap. Like, there are artists who've, like, made it out of Boston or whatever, but it's not, like, you know, it's 4 hours away from New York, but New York has hundreds of thousands of, like, well-known famous rappers. Boston is sparse in comparison. Like, did that play in? Did you realize that at a young age?
I mean, yeah, it's Boston, bro. Like, it's Boston. You always get that stigma. And for a while, motherfuckers was telling me, like, you know, shit ain't gonna happen here because of where you're from. You right. know what I'm saying? It's like.
So what? They want you to move to Brooklyn and act like you're from there or what?
I don't know what the fuck niggas wanted me to do, bro. But I'm gonna do me always, bro. That's just what I do. You feel me? So, like, I never let anything a motherfucker told me influence what I was gonna do.
Right.
You feel me? So, like. When niggas are saying, like, this shit can't happen here, I never believe that because I knew I was there. You feel me?
You're doing the opposite. Your first mixtape's named after your fucking county. It's like a reference that not a lot of people are necessarily going to recognize.
I mean, yeah, that's why I all those lessons was from there. Everything that was in that tape was in there.
Right.
You feel me? So what else am I going to call that shit? You
right.
feel me?
That's true. But, like, in general, like, would you say that... Did it occur to you that there weren't that many rappers at a young age that, like, were from Boston? Like, was there anybody that you were looking at as, like, an influence who was making music in Boston?
Nah, I mean, there was a lot. I mean, I wasn't really, I don't know, bro. Like, I didn't really listen to, like, I wasn't really listening to local music like that.
Yeah.
I was listening to things that were big because I was young.
Right.
Yeah, feel me? Anything that was just, like, really hitting on, like, Dat Piff, if it had all them stars, that's what I was listening yeah. to, you feel me? So, like.
Because, like, you grew up with the internet listening to things from all over,
yeah.
right? But then somehow, like, you started popping in Boston first. Like, how did that take place? If everyone's, like, has all this, did, like, the Boston community, you feel like, really embrace you because you're from Boston when they started hearing you on national blogs or something?
I think so. I mean, yeah, I get a lot of love in Boston, bro, because I love my city, you feel yeah. me? So I get a lot of love there, and I think that definitely attributes to it, but.
It seems
I just
rare.
Worked hard. Yeah, 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 I was just working, bro.
I seen a video of you walking down the street, and there was a whole shitload of people geeking out over you and yelling at you from their cars and stuff. It was pretty crazy. I'm like, man, yeah. they're really looking out for him. But that's what they always say is that, like, you got to make it somewhere else before your city will fuck
hell
with you.
Nah, bro.
You don't agree with that?
Hell nah, nah. I had love in my city from, like, from forever, bro.
How'd you feel like you started to, like, get any kind of notoriety from the music thing, though? Like, did you start out making just a song, put it online, or were you making a mixtape, or what were you doing early on?
Yeah, we were putting together songs, we put them online. I mean, we had, like, this theory where it wasn't gonna, like, the shit wasn't gonna hit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, my first song, it did, like, 10K, and that was, like, crazy from where I was from, you feel me?
Right.
And, like, the next one did better than that, and then I had Shout Out, and then Drake was dancing to that on his birthday.
So it was, like, your third or fourth song that took off like that?
Yeah, it was the third one, right? Yep, third song.
That's crazy. Third so song. How did they just kept doing numbers on SoundCloud and just getting
yeah,
more
popular? Yeah, they just
kept getting
bigger and bigger.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man, blessings, dog. Thank God.
How thank did God. This Drake situation unfold? Let's hear about this.
I don't know. I got a DM randomly. You feel me? Like from Quentin Cuff, Mac Miller's manager.
Okay.
And I opened that shit up. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. I just came in the crib. I opened that shit up. And it was that, you feel me? It was just that video of Drake listening to that shit on his birthday.
Right.
And I was geeking. I just started watching that shit with my mom. It wasn't anything really more than that, you feel me? It was just that video happened, but that shit just told me I gotta go hard.
Did that change anything for you at that point, though? Or did you feel like more people paid attention to you because of that?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, that just comes with it. If it's Drake dancing yeah. on his birthday, to what song is this?
It's crazy how that cosign of him bobbing his head could totally, like, validate a song in yeah. a lot of people's eyes.
That's dope, man. I appreciate it, yo, for sure.
Yeah. So how did you go about getting into doing your first full-length project? Was that you put out a couple songs and you decided I need, like, a home for these songs as well as my other stuff?
I mean, yeah. I always wanted to make projects, you feel me? I never really wanted to be somebody who was just dropping songs and just drop songs. We always knew... If we was doing some shit, like, it had to be for a reason.
Right.
Like, it had to be efficient. Every step got to be efficient step. You feel me? So I always knew I wanted to make, like, a good body of music that motherfuckers didn't want to just skip songs, you know, no filler shit like that. So
right.
That's what we went for. You feel me? And it just took a while.
You got this new project now. How long ago did the first one come out, though?
Last year.
Okay. Are you one of those SoundCloud deleters, like a dude who had mad songs back in the day, but then you end up cleaning it up afterwards? No?
Nah, you could check all my shit if you want to listen okay. to it.
That's the thing check in L.A. I know this motherfucker's doing that. They put out a bunch of bullshit, and then they try to clean it up afterwards.
They try to erase their past.
Yeah, it's funny.
Nah, man, I work hard on my shit, so if I put it out, I put it out. You mm-hmm. feel me? There's a lot of songs that's in, like, the song graveyard, I guess. You
right.
feel me? So.
Do you, early on, who would you say was your, like, stylistic influences, or who do you think your music is real influenced by right now?
I don't know. Shit, everything that's going on around me mainly is, like, I just try to, like, get better.
Uh-huh.
I don't really try to, like, get into other people's shit like that. You feel me? I get into like all types of music, but I don't really try to like focus in on somebody's shit too much because I don't want to take from somebody like that. You feel me? I try to like do me.
Yeah.
To like as much as I could do me. So that means just like chilling with my homies and shit. You feel me? So that's why I get all my like stylistic influences from is my niggas. You feel me?
So what kind of work ethic do you have? Are you like actually in the studio every day making music and just figuring out what songs gonna work? Or
you
how
gotta live. Yeah. You feel me? I'm a strong believer in you gotta live in order in order for your shit to be real. You feel me? So I live a lot and I work a lot. You feel me? I definitely find the balance in the two, but I make sure I'm getting work and because I can't let my squad down. You feel me?
Who is your squad? Who do you identify as being part of your movement?
Hey, my niggas in my hood, Tim, Goodwin, Spare Monkey Studio.
Yeah.
OG Christmas, you feel me? Big Lino.
Did you only start hanging out with white boys when you started popping in the music world?
Nah, like I said, I went to school in the burbs.
Right, true, okay. Yeah. So is that how you know these guys?
No. I knew them since I was like 20. Okay. Something like that. Yeah, I met y'all when I was like 20, right? Yeah.
Hey, when you say you gotta live, what do you mean? Like, is that partying or is that just like...
Nah, that's living. You just gotta live. You gotta go through life. You gotta go through experiences, bro. You gotta, like, live a real life. You can't just be up. You can't coop yourself up in the studio. You're gonna go crazy. What the fuck you gonna rap about? You feel me? You gotta live. You gotta really go through shit.
Like, connect with people that
everything.
You have relationships
everything,
with, all that.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta go through shit.
Take 12 Xanax, et cetera, et cetera.
Hell nah.
No?
Because a lot of people here live and be like, yeah, I wanna live. I'm gonna go drink 12 beers tonight and take 12 Xanax.
Nah, that's not still as well. I'm a cool nigga.
I heard you say something like, I was sleeping like I was on a Xan, and I was wondering if that was a direct reference to, like, if you actually do drugs or if you were just kind of referencing in it.
I mean, I double and dabble. I haven't done a Xanax in a while, bro. It's like, yeah. I've been cooling on like all that drug shit.
The way to do them is once in a very, very infrequent while.
I be cooling, bro. I be on my weed shit. I be on my smoking. You feel me? Have me a little shot.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Give me some Henny in me, bro, and I'm good, bro. I'm smooth.
How'd you start smoking? When did you get turned on to that?
My first blunt, like, it was really early in life.
My first time you smoked weed was a blunt?
Yeah.
Your lucky mom was like a disgusting asshole bowl, yeah.
My first blunt was with my man's older brother, you feel me? And I was like 11, 12. That was my first blunt. I thought that shit was ass.
Yeah.
So I didn't smoke again until I was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a wrap after that.
Just took hold of you?
Yeah, it took control. And then I found out you could sell that shit. And that was a whole nother game.
Right.
For real, so like. Yeah.
How's the weed in Boston?
Weed is awesome. Nah, the weed in Boston's all right, bro. I fuck with the weed in Boston.
It's all about, you know.
Well, it depends, bro. You can get ass weed everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely ran across ass weed in Boston. But, you know, for the most part, I got good plugs, so.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was all ass weed. Now you just got to know the right guy, though.
That's what I'm saying. You know the right homie, you get you some butt, man.
How are the cops out in Boston, in your opinion, though? Like, they hassle you a lot? Do you have, like, relatively good relations with them, or?
Cops ain't lit regardless of where you at.
Yeah,
and that's just that.
But do they bother you for smoking weed on the street and everything?
Oh, nah, not really.
Yeah,
they're real like liberal with that shit, I think.
It's changed a lot, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting. But you never had, like, you know, really horrible experiences with the cops or whatever?
Everybody got, everybody got bad experiences.
Let's hear some bad ones. We love to talk shit on the cops.
I don't want to talk about no cops, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
I feel like Boston's such a, like, a tough city. Like, if I would go there, like, we're just going to be fighting every night.
Is that your impression of it?
Oh, no, because I live there. I don't want to be fighting every night.
But how long have you been in L.A. for right now?
Shit, for like a week maybe.
Is it a different vibe?
Hell yeah.
Everyone's soft out here.
The L.A. vibe, it's chill out here, man.
It's just very chill,
cooling.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all be cool. I mean, in Boston, niggas be cooling too.
Right.
Like, it's not like...
But man, you could go to the bar in Boston and you see a fight so much more often than you see a fight here.
People do scrap in Boston a lot.
If you see a fight at a bar in LA, it feels like you're witnessing a murder because it's so infrequent. You know,
it's
like,
normally girls.
Girls?
Yeah, I've seen girls.
Boston is just, I don't know, it's like a fist fight culture. I feel like you see a lot of dudes fighting, but they don't shoot each other as much.
But
I'm sure they do, but
I'm probably just getting this from like the movies I watch. So
and the movies say something.
But it's weird when you think about Boston that it's like every movie director loves to make crime movies about Boston for some reason. It's just their playground.
Should be happening, bro. Yeah. Bro, should be happening in Boston, low key, man.
Yeah. What's your favorite Boston movie?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one. I like The Departed.
Yeah, that's a good one, huh?
Departed's fire.
Yeah.
So good.
A lot of those movies kind of blend together.
Yo, what was the one with the nuns with the fucking
The Town?
The Town was tight too.
The Town is fucking crazy.
And it shouldn't have been good because it was already kind of made.
The Town is fucking crazy. Yeah. That shit was hard body. I like that shit.
Did you have any do you remember when that Boston bombing happened in the marathon a few years ago?
Yeah. We was on our way back from New York when that shit happened. And yo, we got back to Boston, that shit looked like a war zone. Like,
really?
They had all types of like wild tanks out and shit like that. Like shit you wasn't seeing on the news. It was crazy, bro. It was nutty. That shit was a fucking Did it
affect anybody you know or anything?
Nah, all my peoples were straight.
Yeah, the cops like way more strict after that though, I bet.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. Well for that year it was crazy, but then they like died down.
They play you on Jammin' 94.5?
Yeah.
Really? How did that feel the first time you heard it?
It was great, man. It was surreal. You feel me? Because I never thought, you feel me? I mean, you always think that. But, like, I never really thought the shit would pop off, like, how it did, you feel me? So, like, I just be counting my blessings.
Yeah. Every time I see, like, a Jammin' 94.5 billboard in Boston or whatever, I'm just like, God damn, because that's what I was listening to fucking Criss Cross on in, like, 1992. That's, like, 100% where I learned to like rap music.
Adam's 53 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Ancient. No, I remember when they changed it to that from some other channel or whatever. Some other station. I forget.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hey, who are some, like, big rappers that have reached out to you, or can you name any or any collaborations coming up with other people?
Big rappers that have reached out. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Pusha T did an Instagram shout out.
Pusha T's a good guy, bro.
How'd you meet
Pusha
him?
Pusha T's my man. I met him in Boston. Yeah. He had a show in Boston.
And so, what, you were just hanging out and he met you and liked you?
Yeah, we met. I went backstage and met him and shit.
Right.
He's great, bro.
And then what? The relationship just kept going from there? Because, I mean, I'm sure he meets people all the time, but he doesn't shout out and say he listens to him on Instagram. That's pretty serious.
He's great, man. Pusha's a real nigga. I fuck with Pusha, bro. He's great.
Yeah. That's crazy.
He's a humble dude, man. Real good cat, bro. No bullshit.
East Coast, technically, you know. Down there a little bit in Virginia, but, you know, it's pretty close. Also, Larry June. Larry June's the only feature on the new mixtape.
Larry's the homie.
We interviewed Larry. How'd you end up meeting him?
I met him on tour. I met him on this little, the East Coast tour that I did with him.
Right.
It was great, bro. He was great.
Yeah.
He got a lot of energy, motherfucker.
Me?
Larry, bro. He got some energy to him, bro.
He's on 12 Zans.
Yeah, I'm on 12 Zans. I have no idea.
Yeah, you got to chill.
You never seen that meme?
Yeah, I seen that shit, bro.
Yo, rest in peace. That guy's dead, dude.
For real?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Not for real.
Yes, he is. That's what Dash said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dash was friends with him. And then I heard about him dying. I don't know. Somebody killed him or something.
That's crazy.
The 12 Zans killed him.
12 Zans in your system. You die and you wouldn't even remember dying.
Yo, so do you like tour life or would you rather be in the studio?
I don't know. I like them both. I like doing shows. I like doing shows. I like touching the people, you feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I also like making music a lot. So I like them both equally, bro, because I feel like I get to connect with my fans when I'm at these shows, you feel me?
Right.
And I feel like I get to talk to the people when I do music, so.
Do you feel like it's pretty insane that you're from Boston and that you just had this like packed show in LA a couple of days ago, which I unfortunately cannot attend?
Yeah, that shit is fucking crazy, bro. That shit is nuts, man. I never would have thought, you feel me?
Yeah, that like is verifiably crazy. Like when I saw the photos and the videos from the show, I was just like, God damn, I never would have known that it was gonna be that fucking wild.
Yeah, me neither, bro. I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. That shit was dope. Hell yeah.
That's dope. LA showing love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have groupies?
Talk about girls, yeah.
No, we ain't gonna talk about girls.
Oh, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, she might be listening.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Oh, she's definitely gonna be listening.
Exactly.
But before so you had a girlfriend, how'd you meet your girlfriend?
How'd I meet her? I forgot. We just met. Like, it wasn't even on no shit. Like, I don't even want to get into that neither, bro. Why are we even getting into that? Yeah, like.
Because they want to hear you personalize, you know?
Nah, we all set on that, bro. We leave her outside of the music.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Roseman's out here fucking tossing girls on the podcast all the time. I'm putting them in vlogs. We're fucking up.
Yeah, we're dumb.
Nah, don't get yourselves in trouble, man.
Would you ever consider moving out of Boston? Or are you kind of like married to it, you feel like?
Dog, I love Boston.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know what the future is going to hold for me, you feel me? But I love my city, and this is where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
For sure. And I love Boston.
Yeah.
That shit bleeds, you feel me? I bleed that.
Yeah, that's true. You're like a sports fan and shit? You associated with any of the teams?
I'm associated with Tom Brady, so let's not even go there, you feel me?
You're going to defend him to the death?
So let's not even go there.
He's innocent?
Let's not even go there.
Protect Tom Brady at all costs.
At all costs, man. at all. The GOAT.
It's funny when you say that, like, Lil Wayne, No Ceilings was, like, kind of your entry point to getting real interested in music, because if you think about it, that's kind of, like, the era where, like, it stopped being about specific cities and it just became about, like, the internet in general. Lil Wayne, like, pushed that forward so much, and he was the first, one of the first Southern rappers to really just have everybody on the coast listening to him and shit.
Yeah, bro. That's when mixtapes were really, really fucking fire then,
yes,
too.
That was the era, like 2007 or some shit.
2008 through, like, 2011, 2012. Like, yeah. Fire.
Yeah, do you feel like you can't put tapes. As much stuff out right now that you could back if you came out in, like, 2007, you just put everything out, it sounded like, or...
I don't know.
Do you feel limited because mixtapes feel like albums today? Or do you just put out your best stuff regardless?
Yeah, I just put out my best shit, bro. You feel me? I just go how I go and just work hard and not try to really worry about what the fuck is going on around me.
Like, if you got a song that's kind of on the fence, do you, like, let your crew decide on that or help
with
that?
Yeah, but they always do, you feel me? They always let me know from jump if my shit's trash or not, you feel me? So...
That's got to be an awkward conversation. Like, yo, this song is trash.
Hell
no. Really that simple?
Because they be telling, yo, when you got friends, I mean, we got real friends, they tell you, they like telling you when your shit's trash.
Right.
They like letting you know your shit's garbage.
You need
so.
That kind of relationship, I guess.
Yeah.
That's why it's so hard to get your own city, because you grew up with everybody in your city. And you're like, oh, you're just that little kid from the block. You're not a rapper. That's why it's crazy that you got your own city first.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I never really, like I said, I never really thought of being a rapper. That shit kind of just happened.
Yeah,
how it fell into place.
Yeah, man, stars aligned and God was good. You feel me?
Do you feel like you have, like, a responsibility to help, like, affect the kids and try to have, like, a positive influence
and
stuff?
Oh, hell yeah,
bro. Because you were talking about doing this mentoring thing when you were younger and shit too.
Dog, hell yeah, bro. I got you got to always give back. You always got to pay homage. That's how I see it, bro. The God could take this shit away as fast as this shit came to me. You feel me? So
right,
I'm gonna do as much as I can to, like, you feel me, do things that are right. You feel me? For the next, right. And for me, that's and for my family.
How do your parents feel, like, about all the success you had so far?
They're happy, man.
Beyond shocked, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I mean, they always believed in me. But you know, you don't never see, like I say, where I'm from, nigga. You don't see this shit happening, bro. This shit don't happen.
Exactly. That's why it's such a rare thing.
Yeah.
I think I was reading, like, a list that they did, like, top 10 rappers coming out of Boston or some shit, and I listened to all of them. And yours was the only shit that I was, like, real excited about. Might have been like a year or two old.
Okay.
What's your connection to him? How you know him?
So Goodwin, yep. Back here. If you want to pop in frame, you can, or you can just stay back there. you guys can all come right here. But no, he does videos, and we were just following each other on Twitter. And one night, like 2-3 years ago, he was like, "I'm doing McConan's Tuesday video. Do you want to be in it?" And I was like, "I'm on my way," because I love that song
out here.
Like, yeah, he was doing it out here. It's just like people doing random clips of, like, cleaning their house or cutting a loaf of bread up.
That's
singing.
That's what you were doing?
Singing the hook. I was washing dishes.
Okay.
Yeah. Fire.
But, like, so Goodwin's done all your videos? Or?
Yeah, Goodwin's done all my shit, man.
It looks so nice. I mean,
he's a fucking killer behind that fucking, he's the shooter, the white shooter.
I think, like, having, like, a distinctive video style for a rapper is such a big thing. Like, people try to just make their whole career off SoundCloud, but unless you have, like, at least a couple of good videos, it's so hard for people to really have, like, a real opinion about you.
Yeah, man, it takes way more than rapping
to
do this shit.
Do you like Riff Raff?
Riff Raff is great.
Yeah, because, I mean, he was the video king for a little bit.
That was the most out of the blue question that I could have possibly imagined. But
yeah, nah, that shit was out of crazy nowhere. But nah, I fuck with Riff Raff.
Do you like fruit roll ups?
Yeah, I fuck with fruit roll ups too.
I was just thinking about those too. I smoked a little weed before this.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, congratulations. Yeah, but so you're off the backwards. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, man.
What happened? You're rolling them up in a lot of your older videos.
Yo, all right. So I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. Like, I'll tell you exactly how my last pack of backwards went too. I had like two good ones.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I had like two good. First of all, I paid like $8.50.
Oof. Yeah.
And I had that. Two good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I had two good ones.
You start to look at it, and you're like,
and
"What
I paid
am I doing?"
Yeah. You feel me? Yeah.
So you're saying you had two good ones,
and I paid $8.50.
So you're thinking $4.20.
And I was, you feel me? And it felt, and when I smoked that shit, I just felt heavy.
And it's not even
the
weed.
You're gonna have a stroke.
$4.25. Just for the thing,
bro,
that you're putting the weed in. It's kind of at a certain point. You're like, "What am I doing?"
Ridiculous, bro.
When you have a stroke on air, I don't know what to do.
You think I'm going
to
have a stroke from smoking too many backwoods?
That's what everyone in the
backwoods
comments
are not
says.
Like, yeah, but backwoods ain't. But I use Fonto now, which ain't too good either. Those ain't the best for you either. But I put like a little strip in my paper, you feel me?
Right.
And then just let that shit rock. because cool. I still get the little kick of the tobacco, but I'm still trying to be healthy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Is the Fronto leaf popular in Boston?
It is.
I remember old as Jamaican dudes in Brooklyn being the dudes who
I think
it.
That's the East Coast thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that. I'm pretty sure it's popping in NY too.
But yeah, yeah. But I don't feel like it's popping with like young people. I feel like it's popping with like old men who've been smoking forever. I don't know
I've
why.
I've been smoking forever, bro. I'm a vet to this shit.
See,
bro.
There you go. You're an old man.
Forever, bro. Yeah.
He's an old soul smoker.
That's so true. Is there like, do you feel like the success that you've been having is helping to like rub off on like other kids from your area, making them feel like they might have more of a chance of being able to pop off?
Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope so, bro. I mean, that's how it happened with me. Mm-hmm. With Michael Christmas, when his shit was popping.
Right, yeah.
You feel me? That motivated me to really want to go.
So he was popping before you and that kind of motivated
that's,
you?
Yeah, that's my brother. Like, that's my man. Like, you feel me? So, like, when he popped off, like, that made me want to go hard. That made me actually want to take this shit serious. I hit up Tim right after that.
Right.
And I told him I want to take this shit serious. You feel me? And then that's just how it went.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people have gold teeth out in Boston these days?
These days? more people. I see it a lot. I see it a lot, yeah. I do see it a lot.
That's cool. I don't remember seeing it much back in the day, but I don't remember a goddamn thing. I don't know what the hell was going on in Boston back then.
No gold teeth in the Chicago suburbs, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah?
Not for real?
Just Protestants.
What's up with the heroin fucking epidemic out in the East Coast now?
I don't know, bro. It's crazy. And they put niggas under for that shit, too. So.
For selling it, yeah.
Yeah, and they put niggas under right the jail. Off it. Yeah, it's crazy in Boston right now. Well, not in Boston, like in like the outskirts of Boston,
right.
Like the Lynn's and the Lowell's and shit like that. It's fucked up.
So you know like people you went to high school with who died off that shit?
Yeah, bro. Coincidentally, yeah, bro. Like, a couple of my like homies,
right.
Like a couple, like I said, I went to school in the burbs. You feel me? So like, when you're out there, you have more time to do shit.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So like,
there's more activities in the city.
There was some nigga, like those some of my closest. You feel me? Homeboys who I lost through this weirdo heroin shit, and it's like this coke shit. You feel me? So niggas just gotta be careful.
Yeah.
With them drugs, man.
It's wild.
Like I said, man, just keep this weed going.
Everybody just starts doing the fucking pills, and then all of a sudden they're a fucking junkie within like a year or two. It's pretty wild.
It's fucked up.
I seen this documentary from Cape Cod, like Heroin Country USA or some bullshit.
Yeah.
So many fucking like little kids, not little kids, but like, you know, 18, 19 year old girls were just fucking twisted off that shit.
That's still little kids when it comes to them drugs, but you feel me? Like,
that's true.
It's youngins, man.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
What about you? You ever done heroin?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's just like creepy to think about. Like, you could hurt your knee, go to the doctor, get some Vicodin, two weeks later.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's like, it's fucked up.
I knew a guy who was pro BMX rider, fucking got some shit, like got on the oxys, and then all of a sudden he's living under a bridge like 2 years later because it got him into everything else. He never did drugs his whole life and shit.
Wow.
Scary.
It's fucked up. Yo, kids, man, be safe. Don't do drugs.
Don't do heroin.
Keep it good.
Don't do heroin irresponsibly.
Yeah.
Pull together.
Doing heroin is doing heroin irresponsibly. Yo, here we go.
I was just being sarcastic. Anything, what else should we talk about here? What's going on?
Well, so do you have aspirations beyond rap? Like, what do you see like going on in the next 5-10 years?
In the next 10 years, hopefully I'm still doing something and making money and being able to provide for my family and shit like that. Who knows what the fuck is going to go? You know what I'm saying? 10 years is a long time from now. I barely know what's going to happen next month. You feel me? So like,
do you have any like particular goals in terms of the music industry and stuff?
Be big as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be Stez. Just be me and be big as fuck and keep it solid and. You know what I'm saying? Stay humble and just go.
Yeah. That's dope. What about like financially in terms of like what ways you're able to make money?
Of course I want to fucking make.
No, I know like that.
I
want to
make like 8 figures, goddamn.
But how are you like, what do you make money off of in terms of music at this point in your career though? Is like selling shit on iTunes and shit, or is it mostly from doing shows or touring or what?
iTunes and shows is great right now. And my merch is doing pretty well too.
Oh, you do the merch thing too.
I did it for this tape.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I did it for a couple songs.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Tape. Yeah.
Do they sell it in stores anywhere? Or you
nah,
do it
bro. It's kind of like, I sold it with Bodega.
Yeah, that's
still in Boston. I did that for like a pop-up shop for like a couple of days. And then after that, we took it on the road and it's doing well.
So you were just hanging out at Bodega for a couple of days straight, just meeting all the fans and shit?
Nah, I got a relationship with them, so I kick it there all the time. I mean, I was there that first day. I wasn't there for the rest of the weekend, but right. I kick it there all the time anyways.
Yeah, but how is it crazy with the fans and shit? Like when you're walking down the street, never mind when you go to an event like that?
Nah, it's love.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that shit, man, because it's love. Like, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be who I am. You feel me? So.
I feel you. Shit.
Who would you like to tour with, ideally, if you could put together, like, an amazing tour?
I don't know. An amazing tour. Who's the potheads? Anybody who's smoking a lot of good weed.
Currency.
Yeah, Currency is who I'm going to rock with.
Wiz Khalifa.
That man, too, definitely.
Maybe, like, Cypress Hill for Willie the old Nelson, school crowd.
Willie Nelson, I think. All the people who's smoking really good tree. I'm sure I could, like, we could kick
it. Go on tour with Burner.
Yeah, because I'm a relaxed guy, bro. I don't be doing, you know, I'm not off the wall. So I'd be like,
yeah,
smoking weed, watching movies. That's just cool with me. You feel me?
What are your favorite movies?
Wow, that's a tough question. We
already talked about the gangster Boston movies.
Yeah, I'm really into the Bourne. Maybe I'm into the Bourne series right now because the movie came out. You feel
Wait,
me?
Wait, did but, you see that new one?
Nah, I'm about to go see it right after this. No bullshit.
What's
I'm about
called?
To go, like, take a couple shots. Go see that shit right
shots
after.
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, some shots in Henny. Go see that right after.
I can't drink
this
before
shit.
Movies. I'll start yelling at the screen.
But that's the point. You gotta get high. I gotta feel like I'm a part. I gotta. You feel me? I gotta feel like I'm there with
like
this
you're
nigga.
Snapping necks.
Yeah, I gotta. You know what I'm saying?
I used to try to like drink in the movies, like bring in beers, but it sucks because it's like the one place where you really, really don't want to pee.
And you want to be quiet. You want to like pay attention.
Yeah, and you're gonna drop that bottle and you're gonna break it on the ground. And there's gonna be broken glass everywhere.
What do you think about that Suicide Squad? How it's going to be, or are you going to want to see it?
All right, so everybody keeps... I want to see that shit really, 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 really bad. But everybody keeps telling me it doesn't have great reviews. And that's discouraging because I really want to see that shit, bro. I see the new Joker. He's, like, more young and, like savage, bro. I fuck with this shit, bro.
That's Jared Leto.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
That nigga crazy.
We should film a video going to the movies because you know you're going to like it and I'm going to hate it.
No, Suicide Squad, I know I'm going to hate, but I have to watch it because it's got all the characters that I like.
Right.
There was already a line at Arclight for it.
Did either of you see the Ghostbusters movie?
I mean, the first one.
No, the new one.
Nah.
But the girls. No, I don't want to see it either. I have no interest, but I heard about it.
All due respect to women.
Did you hear, like, anything good about it?
No, I heard everything bad about it. And fucking Milo got blocked off of Twitter permanently because he was making fun of it so bad.
Really?
Have you ever gotten to like a Twitter?
Twitter could do that to you? They could just box you out like that?
Well, that was the fucked up thing about it is that he just kept saying how the movie sucked. And then some other fans of his started sending like racist shit to the black girl in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then like they basically blamed it on him and blocked him permanently, even though he didn't really say anything racist. Well, he did say, because she blocked him and he's like a gay dude. And he said, rejected by another black dude about her, which I thought was really funny, but I guess... I guess it's not allowed.
Yeah. Yo, see, it's crazy with the social networks, man.
Yeah, do you adapt easily to the social network stuff, or is it kind of weird for you?
I don't pay attention. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I grew up in the shit, so I don't really pay attention to that shit no way. You feel me? I tweet something. If I tweet it, I'm not even on my phone after that.
Right.
Like, I be living, bro.
Yeah.
I don't be on my shit.
Your Instagram's pretty strong, though.
Is it?
I mean, I feel like you're on
I got to take more pictures. You feel me?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I got to get my shit up.
But that's the corny ass shit is that, like, everybody on Instagram's just taking pictures with everybody that they hang out with. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I don't want to take a
black
ass photo against the wall with everybody that I fucking see
in
5 minutes.
I'm not, I don't be on that shit,
No,
bro.
You got to be like, I mean... You in front of a crowd of people.
That, anytime.
Yeah, anytime you have that chance, you're on that stage, like, you got to be getting those pictures. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, those was teed up. My fans tagged me in one of those. I did one of those for them.
Nice.
And they tagged me. It was a teed up photo, no bullshit.
You got to watch the line because there's, like, the way girls are on Instagram where every single photo is a fucking selfie or, like, them looking really hot, and it's like you don't want to be right there with them.
What do you mean? You don't want to be doing that yourself?
I don't want to seem like I'm running a fucking glamour shots page by like posting like cute photos of myself every single time.
I don't be with
that
selfie shit, neither, but that shit.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Didn't you say designer's Instagram looked like a scammer Instagram like a year ago?
I just said designer looks like a scammer to me in general. He's like the definitive Brooklyn like scammer kid.
Yeah.
You know he's in the Louis Vuitton store like opening a fucking line of credit for like $4,000 or some shit and then selling that fucking handbag on eBay or some shit.
It's crazy.
Designer is such a scammer. He's a scammer rapper. They just don't want him to market himself like that, you know?
Credit is hard.
His first big hit. He's talking about credit cards and the scammers. Credit cards and the scammers.
Timmy Turner does go up.
Timmy Turner is hard. I like the EDM like shit at the end, like crazy ass sound effects that are like.
It's called a piano.
What? A piano, but I call it the EDM shit.
He must have gotten so rich so fast off of all the radio play, all those sales. Like,
Kid Set.
God, chilling, man.
Design is the great hope
living
for the
life.
East
That's
Coast,
the cool
man.
Thing about being a rapper. I'm just going to say something real quick. That, I don't know, whatever. It's just like at any second, like the song could just go. And you don't know which one's going to be. So that's the exciting part about putting out a song, right? Every time.
Yeah, I think that's just making music for everybody, not even just being a rapper.
Yeah.
But that shit,
any song could hit.
That shit had a million plays on SoundCloud before even Kanye touched it.
Yeah, he was and that was like a month in.
Yeah, and it was very new, yeah.
Yeah, he was, that song crazy, man.
Yeah, he's the best rapper alive now.
Hey, in New York, he's the new hope that they got out there, I think.
Yeah,
he's only
Bobby
got two songs, but they're hits. Yeah, that was a sad story. Hey, you got a lot of friends that are locked up and shit, and you're always talking about missing your homies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, my friends be in and out of jail. A lot of them are out right now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I got a lot of homies out of jail.
So they're probably going to go back really in cool. soon?
Nah, hopefully we out of trouble, bro. Yeah. Hopefully we don't try to get in trouble, you feel me? Shit just happens.
Yeah, try to avoid that.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, you got any more questions or?
Designer.
Got that one checked off, yeah.
Living
large.
Pretty informed, man. I'm excited for like your future and like where you're gonna go from here. Like seeing that show at the Roxy, like I saw the videos. It was like so packed. Everyone was going off, and like to connect that, and it's just gonna keep growing, you know.
Hopefully I keep getting blessed, man. Hopefully I'm gonna keep it praying up. You feel me? I'm gonna keep working hard. You feel me? I'm gonna keep showing love. So
yeah,
hopefully that's just reciprocated.
Well, I'm glad we're able to get this one done so that the East Coast New England kids can show that. See that?
Yo, they be on your back.
I know.
Oh my God, yo, they be on your back. 800
tweets about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Oof. Because they're always freaking out when they figure out that I'm from
New
England.
This
our
son, cause it's dead. Nah, I seen that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's because I like tweeted the songs a couple times when I first like read that list and was listening to all these different dudes, and I just tweeted the songs and stuff. And then as soon as I tweet a song, it's like boom, you have to interview them. I hear about it 10 times a day until it happens.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Wait, was Sammy Adams on that list?
I don't remember. It was a long time. It was like maybe almost a year ago that I looked at the list.
Oh.
6 months ago, something like that.
All right, just curious.
Yeah. Well, hey. Cousin Stiz, thank you very much for coming through and doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me,
dog. We all appreciate it, man.
Yo, appreciate y'all, man. For real, for real.
Thank you for making the East Coast proud, making Boston proud. We all.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
You know that, man. Shout out to the East Coast, man.
Needed a shot in the arm. Thanks very much, man.
Hey.
Peace.
Nope.
Why is there a button, huh?